Book Roman X V 15, November 1957 through January 1958, and it's basically a compilation of a lot of data. I think we won't find anything terribly exciting in it, just data. First significant entry is on November 19th, where there are a whole bunch of tests with different photographic procedures, KB14 film, D8 for 3 minutes, and on F2 paper, etc., that sort of thing. And different films are being tested, I mean different exposures being tested, etc. Tested multiple one-dimensional D8 3-minute microfile with red, no, light green, dark green and blue filters. Red is approximately equivalent to none, but the contrast is still too great. The contrast is too great in the trying to find a filter that would allow a record without being fully saturated either on the white end or the black end, with the note that KB14 1 second with F11 is approximately correct, and KB17 1 second at F16, and followed the next page by some two-dimensional gel data, mini gel. On November 21st, two-dimensional and one-dimensional gel showing that, in fact, under some circumstances, the double beta can be seen in a one-dimensional gel. Not very beautiful result, but they are there. Use a gel here with a large gel with multiple slots, Saturday, Sunday, November 24, the slots were full. I ran it at 7 volts per centimeter, and very much too hot gel, though the volts per centimeter went down to about 4 or 5. Nonetheless, I note that I could see 3 very clear beta BC, in other words, the double transferrin. Later on, that sort of comparison is needed in order to test differences in the beta globins when they have to be alongside each other. The two dimensions is not very good for that. For example, on Sunday, Monday, November 25th, I have a comment that the beta BC is in 2 of the samples, but possibly not equivalent. This is one-dimensional electrophoresis. Just looking at the samples, two are alike and one is a little different, but it's rather faint. It may just be a concentration effect, but I just was alert to the fact that there might be more than 2 variants of the beta globin. More films with and without hemoglobin of multiple slots, multiple samples. So these are large gels with multiple slots in the gels, but still being run horizontally, I think, at this point, though we'll find out in a little while. Two-Dimensional Joe's, Tuesday, November 26th. Nothing very remarkable. Continuing in this vein. Comparing two-dimensional and one-dimensional, November 28th. Repeat of two-dimensionals to check BC versus CD, beta BC versus beta CD. With a comment that they disregard all doubles, but the three on one dimensional from BC, I'm not sure what that means. Had a water cool gel here on Friday, September, December 7th. 6 volt per centimeter wide slots, water cooled, 5 centimeter depth. Whatever that means. Convection circulation. That must have been immersed in water 5 centimeter deep and allowed to cool just by convection. But the result is really quite nice. Very pleasing results. The curvature almost zero. Really looking at the result and the commenter, it is really quite a nice gel. Still horizontal, I think. Monday, Tuesday, December 10th, similar sorts of experiment with the two-dimensional confirmations on Tuesday, December 10th. One here that I call it on Tuesday, Wednesday, December 11th, on at 8:50 p.m., 6 volts per centimeter with a self-slicing tray. I don't know what that was, but the results are quite nice, a bit heavy. Nine volts per centimeter cool gel on Thursday, Friday, December 13th. Not very good. A large number of samples here that are presumably cattle samples, just labeled with numbers. 6,000, 6147, etc., 6842, 6970, different samples, but no image there. Friday, December 13th, the setup at 4 5 p.m., 11 volts per centimeter, cooled with methanol in this case. A comment that the beta and the hemoglobin, haptoglobin type 1 are resolved, which I'd never before succeeded in doing in a one-dimensional gel. Try increasing the volts per centimeter to 50 with the efficient cooling and 2 millimeter self-splitting gel. I think the self-splitting gels were probably gels cast once and then a recast on top of them. I'm not quite sure of what they were. Methanol air cooled on Saturday, December 14th. contamination noted between the gels, between the samples. It's fairly obvious from the image. Rough handling during the setting up is the cause. Check of aging sample. So water cooled, water air cooled 12 volts per centimeter, December 16th. Higher volts per centimeter. Difficult to keep the temperature down with the water. 20.5 degrees centigrade, fairly stable at high air, but I'm water air cooled, trying to get high voltages with various samples. The gels are quite nice. You can see the resolution between albumin and beta globin is good. Still worried about what I call beta splitting, set up two dimensional. In water air cooled bovine samples, really quite pretty on Tuesday, December 17, 12 volts per centimeter, water air cooled. The temperature increased to 23 degrees, so I added some methanol, but the beta globin bands are beautifully resolved in these gels. Water air metal cooled, 20 volts per centimeter, not very good. Results poor. These are still definitely horizontal gels, but they are quite good results. The slots are open, I think. Volts per centimeter again. Here, looking at the resolution, this is December 19th, looking at the resolution of the bands between beta globin and albumin, and also looking at the transference. Results good, but better at 20 degrees. These were 25 degrees. So try 15 volts per centimeter at 20 degrees. So working to get better results by cooling and having high voltages is the motivation of these experiments. Still some two dimensionals in there in December 20th or 22nd. So these are Friday, December 20th. It's fairly clear that I haven't really quite understood what the gels were showing, because in the notation of the beta globins, because on December 20th the sample shows really that the double ones are a transferrin that is faster, not slower, than the standard one. And this is with what I call beta BC. I must have had beta BC and beta BD and not realized it in talking about the samples earlier. This is transferrin, or a beta globin, still, as far as I knew at this point, faster than the normal one versus one that's slower. Not possible really to tell in the two-dimensional gels. They have to be compared in one-dimensional gels to be sure. For example, the Saturday, December 21st, there's a two-dimensional gel with Rex Thompson, and it would appear that the double band is due to the common one and one that is slower, Rex Thompson. And yet, looking at the December 20th gel, the one-dimensional gel, it's clear that Rex Thompson 1, 2, 3. No, it's not clear. I've misinterpreted these results. I'll go back to this and start that part again. Looking at Friday, December 20th, some one-dimensional gels, looking at various samples in order to understand what variations there are in the beta globin. And I have these samples, 5879, Roman 3, 229, 7269, and 5865, Roman 6. These are samples where the variant of beta globin is faster than the common one, not slower, whereas it would appear that perhaps Peter McGuigan has a double band with a slower one as well. Not completely clear, but looking then at the two-dimensional gel on Saturday, December 20th, one can see that Peter McGuigan is a single band, not a double one, and that Rex Thompson has a double band, and it would appear there to be slower. In other words, Rex Thompson being slower, but on the it's still confusing. That Rex Thompson looks to have a slower band. Rex Thompson on the December 20th one-dimensional gel has a single band, so it's not it's confusing. There's something not quite right here. I presume it'll be sorted out. Tried some 6 volt per centimeter overnight gels with hemoglobin, and a comet not suitable. But quite sufficient to resolve a beta BC. That's a faster sample, a faster beta. It's just my not remembering that is the cause of the confusion, not really the data. The data eventually were quite clear that you had various forms of transferring. still the two-dimensional, mini two-dimensional gel. A whole bunch of samples obtained January 3rd, 1958, referring back to previous books, 23, Roman 23, Roman 24, which have some uncertainty why that's written. It's not my writing. I think that probably is book 13 and book 14, not book 23 and 24. Might be January 3rd, 1958. No, that's still the same book. It probably means book 13 and book 14. Photographic tests still with microfile. Always constantly fiddling with these variables. More two-dimensional gel, some one-dimensional gel, again to also Monday, Tuesday, January 7th. Just looking at haptoglobin types in these basically. Whole bunch more samples received, still with this 25 and 26 and 27 notation, all in Otto's writing, I think. Thursday, Friday, January 10th, trying to improve the post-albumins, as I call them. 95% full slots to improve slow alpha 2 and ran them horizontally. Two A, two B, and all three haptoglobin types are in there. The resolution of the post albumin is not particularly good, but it doesn't say anything about it in the notebook. So I commented on the difficulty of making tapered slot formers. I tried some different forms of slot formers. Worried about electrodecantation, which is common when with an open slit and a sample with nothing in support. Electrodecantation was always a worry in running horizontal gels. Had been the problem all along. A tapered slot being tried, 1 in 10 taper on Monday, January the 13th, the top and the bottom of the gel, and various little comments, all showed electrodecantation, very bad, but reversed with the gamma. In other words, the gamma goes up when the serum goes down. still haven't made the transition to a vertical gel yet. Wednesday, January 15, simple multiple slot horizontal gel with open slots. Running samples for typing without any particular comments about them in the following pages. Typical being Thursday, Friday, January 17, 6 volts per centimeter, self-slicing gel, and the results from it, typing the different haptoglobin, a comment on the transferrin of or the beta globin of one sample. Quite good results. January 18th, Friday, Saturday. Not very good, but quite good. And that takes us with Monday, Tuesday, January 21st, 6 volts per centimeter, etc. Nothing particularly remarkable, but the end of this book.